Tehillim Kuf Lamed 130. Shir Hamalev Mimama Kim Kersich Hashem. This is one of the most famous Prakim of Tehillim that we say in times of need, right? 121 and 130 are the ones that get added most often. So what is special about Kuf Lamed? Why is it that we say this at times of need? Hopefully we'll understand that very soon. So it starts off with Shir Hamalev Mimama Kim. So what does Mimama Kim mean? Means from the depths that we're calling out to Hashem, Kasich Hashem, we're calling out to you, Hashem, from the depths, from the deep points. But it's plural. So the Malbim points out, was it plural? Because we're so far away from Hashem, He is so high, we are so low in two different areas, in physical and in spiritual. He is so high physically, and we are so low. And physically, sorry, spiritually, we have done averas and we sink deeper and deeper and deeper, and He is so holy and kadosh, is higher and higher and higher. So we're calling out from the depths how far removed we are from Hashem. We call out to Hashem. Hashem listens to us. We give good tainas. We explain why we've done our averas. And we're discussing, we're asking Hashem to forgive our averas. We're calling out to Him, they should forgive our averas. Hashem yamot. The Malbim explains that if Hashem were to guard our sins, if Hashem were to guard them, who could stand? Meaning, if Hashem didn't forgive us, Hashem just kept our averas and didn't forgive us and was shamer them, well then who could live? Who could stand? We've done so many averas. But what do we do? Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. You, Hashem, have the ability to forgive, slicha. Leman tivarei, in order that we should be afraid. So this is a big debate. What does this pasuk mean? So Rashi learns, only you, Hashem, can forgive. No shliach. There's no one else that we could dive into to get to forgive us. It's only you, Hashem. And therefore, we are afraid of you. Because you, it's in your hand. It's in your control whether you forgive us or not. So you are in control of slicha, and therefore we are afraid of you. The Malbim explains a little bit differently. That there's a difference between humans and Hashem when it comes to forgiving people. When a person does something against another person, he doesn't really forget. He'll say, I forgive, but he doesn't forget. Yeah, forgive and not forget. He may tell you he forgives you and really doesn't want you getting punished, but deep down he never forgets it. It's not erased. Whereas by Hashem, Hashem does slicha, complete removal. It's gone as if you never did it. And he points out in Tanakh, nowhere do we see in Tanakh that another human being forgave another human being. We don't see the word slach in Tanakh. No slach in Tanakh. That is what the Malbim points out. Only by Hashem is there slach. Only Hashem has this ability and does He forgive. And l'man tivarei, that's why we fear Him, out of awe and appreciation. It's not that, like Rashi saying, we're scared because no one else can forgive. It's, wow, you have the ability. We are afraid of you because of your godliness, of how great you are. That's the end of the first half of Kuf Lamed. We're discussing how far we are away from Hashem and how Hashem, please forgive us. And you have the ability to. Now, from Pasuk Hei to the end, shifts to a different point, which is, Kivisi Hashem kivsa nafshi, v'lid v'arei hachalti. The word kivisi means to hope. The word hachalti also means from the word of hope. So the Malbim asks, what's the difference between this hope and that hope? They both seemingly mean the same idea. But he says there are two types of hopes. There's one hope where you're hoping for something to happen, even though you've never been promised it. You're just hoping. You're hoping you win the lottery, even though you never were promised that you would. Then there's another hope that you're hoping for something to come true, which you were promised that it would come true. So kivisi Hashem kisa nafshi, our neshama, our nefesh, is hoping for the good things, even if we weren't promised them. Our hopes, our desires are for great, wonderful things, whether or not we've been promised them. V'lid v'aroi ha'holti, for your word, we're also hoping, meaning, you promise us certain things. You promise us the Beis HaMikdash. You promise us a Geula. You promise us certain things. We're hoping for that as well. So it's like the blank check hope. We're hoping for certain things which never were promised. And then the hope for the things we were promised. Then Pasuk Vav, Nafshi Hashem is Shem L'Abayke, Shem L'Abayke. What's this repetition? That our Nefesh Hashem, guarding the morning. So Rashi explains, we're waiting for the Yeshua. We're waiting to be redeemed, waiting for the Geula. If it doesn't come, we'll wait again and again and again. We're going to keep hoping. We're going to keep hoping and davening that it should keep coming. Even if it doesn't come now, we're still going to hope it comes more and more and more. The Malbim learns a little bit differently. But if you hope for something from a human, it may never come. That human may die. he may be sick, he may back out, it may never happen. But for Hashem, it's like the bokeh. The bokeh comes every morning. You can set your clock on it. You know it's going to come every morning. The way Hashem set up the Teva, morning comes every morning. So to our Geula, we know for sure it's going to come. However, there's an advantage over the Geula than the morning. The morning, it always comes, but it never comes early. Never. Morning always comes. If sunrise at 6:27, it's at 6:27. It doesn't come early. However, the Geula could come earlier. And that's Yachel Yisrael El Hashem. With Hashem's chesed, he may redeem us, meaning it may come even earlier. So we are davening, we're hoping that Hashem will fulfill his promise to us, and that we're waiting for the morning, meaning we're convinced it will come, and we're even hoping that with Hashem's chesed, it will come even earlier. Hashem will redeem us from all our averes. And this is like the putting it all together. So Kuf Lamed, seeing these two elements together. First element is, we're far away from Hashem, but Hashem forgives us. And perhaps through Hashem forgiving us will come our redemption. And the redemption, the Geula, will come because Hashem promised it. We hope it will come. We're confident that it will come. And we're hoping that it will come a little bit quicker and sooner than even promised. So that's Kuf Lamed. And this is why we say this in times of need, because we're saying, Hashem, forgive us, and you redeem us, and it can come at any second.